Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Film.
Ich helfe euch nochmal kurz auf die Sprünge. Collateral. Die Liebe in Zeiten der Cholera. Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Beautiful. Eat, Pray, Love. Skyfall und vor allem natürlich No Country for Old Men. Das sind die Filme, in denen und für die ich Javier Bardem liebe. Diesen spanischen, grankanarischen Charakterdarsteller, diesen wandlungsfähigen Baum von einem Mann, diesen kantigen Kerl mit der Vorliebe für Psychopathenrollen. Aktuell ist er als gruseliger, halb zerfledderter, schwarzes Blut sabbernder Captain Salazar im Kino in Fluch der Karibik 5. Zur Europapremiere haben wir uns in Paris getroffen und eingestiegen bin ich mit der lange schon diskutierten Frage nach der korrekten Aussprache des Filmtitels. Ne? Ihr wisst ja, Pirates of the Caribbean? Pirates of the Caribbean? Das habe ich übrigens mit allen Schauspielern und auch den Regisseuren an dem Tag gemacht und war erstaunt, was die sich über dieses kleine Detail dann doch alle für einen Kopf gemacht haben.
Javier, first question I'm asking everybody today. How do you say it? Caribbean or Caribbean?
That's a good question. It took me a while to say Caribbean, because I always say Caribbean, because in Spanish it's Caribe, so the accent is goes in ca, Caribe. Caribbean sounds like strange to me, but that's the way it's pronounced, right?
I think so. I'm asking everybody today so I can like see at the end of the day who said what.
Okay.
Well, I always wanted to begin an interview by saying, man, you look disgusting in this movie, of course.
Thank you.
I mean, did you still, after all you've done, have a wow moment when you saw yourself first time on the screen with all the CGI done? How was that?
Yeah, that was extraordinary because the makeup that was on my face and the quality of that makeup is extraordinary as well. Because what you see on screen is what it was on my face. But the hair was not there. The hair was done afterwards. So when I saw the movie first time, with everything complete, the combination of them both is extraordinary. It's the quality of the detail makes it real. And it helps to explain their character because the way it moves, it's like a very sneaky, like a snake. It's extraordinary.
It absolutely works. You're totally right. I mean, No Country for Old Men, Skyfall, The Counselor, now this one. It's all these psychopath guys that you play. What fascinates you about those characters?
I don't know. I think there are many reasons why, but I think they're fun to play. And it's always about the man behind the monster that makes them interesting. And in those cases, especially No Country and Skyfall, because The Counselor, I see him more of a victim rather than any other villain. He was more of a poor, weak victim, pretending to be something else. Mm-hmm. In this case, they are very fun to play as well. They have a body language, they have things added to it that it makes them interesting and fun to do it.
And it works. I mean, you appear on the screen and I am scared. It works every time you play a character like that. And you said with the hair on Salazar, it all seems like to be slow motion.
Yes.
He moves so, you do so little until he explodes.
Yes.
Is that the scariness of this character?
Yes, because you need that moment of I think this character is fully in rage. And there's a moment where the rage has to go through him. And in this case, the mouth thing and what he's spitting out is not only, it's not blood or anything, it's just a black liquid of rage. And he has to be seen in some moment, that where is the rage located.
I asked your directors what that was, that liquid, and they said it was monkey poo.
Monkey poo.
Yeah, and I was asking myself, how does that taste?
I was supposed to taste like chocolate, and it did taste a little bit like chocolate, but it was not a nice taste, I have to say. Which is good, because that helped me to have this disgusting face.
Das könnt ihr euch also merken, wenn ihr Javier Bardem in dieser Rolle seht, in Salazars Rache und ihm dieses schwarze Zeug beim Reden immer so aus dem Mund sabbert. Ne? Die Regisseure haben mir erzählt, es war ganz einfach Monkey Poo, also könnte ich übersetzen mit Affenkacke. Ne? Das haben die am Set so erzählt. Und Javier Bardem hat gesagt, ja, es schmeckte tatsächlich ein kleines bisschen nach Schokolade. Ich hoffe, das nimmt euch nicht den Ekel vor der Rolle.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Film.